Hello and welcome to A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Teddy LeGrand. So this is the first show of the new year for 2013. And we now renamed the show a little bit to call it Spotlight, which the idea is to focus on, put the spotlight, so to speak, on players and people and various folks that are involved in the rugby community in the US. And it's my pleasure for the first one for the new year to have the new full-time head coach for the rugby program at Spring Hill College in Mobile, Alabama, Molly McCarthy. Molly, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome, good. So, to get started off here, Molly, how did your rugby life start?
My rugby life, well, pretty typical. Started in college. I, played various other sports my whole life, and I grew up in upstate New York, in Buffalo, New York. Went to SUNY Rockport and, wanted to play something, kind of had the intention of playing softball, but it was a spring sport. So I remember being in my dorm and a bunch of the, girls on my hall were all thinking, let's go join the murals, let's join something. And one of the girls in my hall, her sister had played rugby in college and loved it and talked about it all the time, so she convinced us to all go to the rugby meeting. Which was, the first week of school. And I remember we went and we sat through the meeting and I was just so excited to, the group of girls just seemed awesome and there's just this energy and something like I'd never experienced before. And so we went and watched the first game and I remember just watching it being like, is this for real? Is this a real sport? I've never seen it, never heard of it. And, went to practice the following week and kind of, story goes from there. I fell in love with it immediately. It was the sport that, I had always been looking for but never found. Grew up, street with all brothers and always wanted to play football and all that stuff. So rugby was really just the perfect fit for me. And besides the sport itself and, luckily I was able to pick it up really fast, it was just the people it attracted, the mentality it attracted, and just the sense of team and family and everything. It just, I fell in love with it right then and there and been playing ever since.
What position were you playing?
When I first started off, I was played prop for the first couple of years, and then they allowed me to go back to 8-man one game, and, after that, I was like, I'm never coming back. So I played, 8 for a really long time, probably, 5 years. And then on and off from there, I've been playing mostly front row, prop, hooker, 8. But, to be honest, I've played really anything in the forwards, including lock and, I'm 5'2". But, I'll jump in and play. But I'd say those two positions are what I mostly lived at.
How did you get into coaching?
So I got into coaching after I graduated college, went back to Buffalo and was working and helped, was on the Buffalo Women's Rugby team. And someone from the team, I remember, approached me and said, hey, we're looking to start up a girls' high school program in Orchard Park. Would you be interested in helping coach? Because I was very, very involved, in college. I was president, captain, do everything. Same, with Buffalo. And so I was like, yeah, of course, I'd love to coach. I'd just love to be involved. And started coaching the girls' high school team at Orchard Park and kind of loved it. It was just this new, way to look at rugby. It was a new way to talk about rugby and just to really get kids interested and passionate about the game the way I felt about the game. And then I moved around a little bit, came back to Buffalo, started coaching them again, and then when I moved to Boulder, Colorado, I started up a high school team there at the Boulder High School, and then from there was brought on to CU Boulder to coach at the college level, which I found was, the perfect fit for me.
Okay. Is that when you actually got involved with USA Rugby?
Yes. So I went to school for communications in my undergrad, and kind of did some internships, worked at a newspaper and stuff like that, and I just was never feeling fulfilled. Felt like, I really want to go back to school. What do I want to go back for? And I kind of had this, light bulb moment of, the only thing that's, consistent in the past 5-6 years, the only thing that I'm very passionate about that, I eat, sleep, breathe, is rugby. So I decided to go back to graduate school for sports administration at Canisius College, what my only intent was to work at USA Rugby. So, you know, I was that girl in my programs. Every project I did was on rugby. I was the rugby girl, I'm sure. And I just kept applying at USA Rugby in, you know, any internship I saw. And I was just going to move up to Boulder, really, and keep knocking on the door until someone let me in. But luckily, a internship in coach development came up, and I applied for it, and they called me back, and I had an interview, and they wanted to bring me out right away, but I wasn't done with school, and, you know, kind of just so happened that they called me when I was finishing grad school, and they're like, are you still interested in this internship? And so I actually just moved out to Boulder and took the internship with USA Rugby and coach development, you know, not knowing coaching was going to become, you know, the thing that, you know, was most passionate about and stuff. So that kind of, it's kind of neat how it all came together. But that's about 2008 is when I got involved in that.
And how long were you with USA Rugby?
I was 4.5 years.
Now, on your profile, it mentions as well that you're an IRB educator. What is an IRB educator?
An IRB educator is... We are trained and licensed through the International Rugby Board to facilitate coach certification, referee certification, in my case, you know, obviously the coaching route. And with that license, I'm able to be a USA Rugby course leader and help train and facilitate the coach certification courses.
How does this bring you from there? So you're out on, you know, you're out in on the West, and now you're based in Alabama. How did you end up in Alabama?
Right. So I was out in Colorado in Boulder working, like I said, I was coaching high school there, and then I started coaching CU rugby, and, you know, that's when I really got into coaching. Just so happened, you know, you never think you're not going to be a player anymore, but I ended up injuring my back and having to have back surgery. So I took a time out from playing, or so I told myself, but really I knew I couldn't really play competitively anymore. So I got really heavily involved in coaching, and then, you know, just from my position, I was going to all these coaching clinics, and I became a trainer, and I was able to go to, you know, the national team camps and, you know, United States Olympic Committee coaching conferences, and I just got really, really interested in coaching, and it just became, like, very apparent to me that this was the route I wanted to take, and, you know, especially at the collegiate level, being able to relate to players, mentor players, something I wish I had, and really get them to understand and love the game as much as I do and give back because it gave me so much. Like, I would have never gone the places I've, you know, went to or moved to if it wasn't for rugby or the rugby people I've met or anything. So, you know, getting to know the game and teaching the game and all the intricacies of that is really cool, but just also being able to be a mentor to, you know, players is just something I'm, you know, I love doing. And so I started getting involved a little bit more in select side stuff, and I started coaching the U19s, and then I started coaching our conference all-star team, and the position for West Collegiate all-star coach opened, and I applied for it, and I luckily got it, and that truly was, you know, my favorite coaching experience was coaching the collegiate select side team and being with them for a week and running my own camp and, you know, having support staff, and just that week just kind of transformed me as a coach, I think, and really it made me realize that that's what I want to do. I love coach education. I'm very passionate about it. You know, I fully support certification and stuff like that. But, you know, I really wanted to be a coach, and I wanted to be a coach at a university or a college where I felt a connection to the students and I can make an impact on the players' lives. And so, I kind of told myself, if I see a position opening up anywhere, you know, I'm going to go for it just because, I want to start somewhere. And that's when it kind of fell in my lap. The school, Spring Hill, actually reached out to me to promote it for them. Through our USA Rugby outlets, and I kind of saw it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to apply for this, and I told my boss, you know, I was very honest with them, like, you know, this is the route I want to take, and never did I think they would call me back, and they did, and I came down for an interview, and when I realized it was a men's team, I was like, well, they're never going to hire me, you know, they're going to hire a man, and then they hired me, so kind of now here I am, which is crazy and exciting at the same time.
So what's a little bit of what you're going to be actually doing for the program there?
So really, the program here at Spring Hill, it just moved from under campus life to athletics. So it's not a student-ran organization anymore. It's now seen and resourced under athletics. And what they're doing here at the school is they decided to put resources into a few new sports in order, you know, the end goal of, you know, boosting enrollment in attendance at the school, and rugby being an NCAA emerging sport and being an Olympic sport, they saw it as a huge opportunity for them to do so. And that's why I think the school decided to, you know, hire on a full-time coach, create a budget, you know, for the team, start a women's program, and go from there. So really, the men's team has been established for years, and they have a pretty good alumni base. So I'm coaching the men's team, and, you know, I'm going to continue to grow that and recruit for that. And, you know, we're going to be offering scholarships for both programs. And then starting up a women's program for this fall with the hope of the school is actually an NAIA school, but applying for NCAA Division II, and we're hopefully definitely going to get it and move up. And as we move up, the goal will be to eventually hopefully go varsity with the women's program in the next few years. So a lot, basically, for doing everything right now for the men's and women's program, and plus just a ton of recruiting.
You sound like you've got a lot of challenges that you're going to face. What are the main key things you're hoping to sort of achieve this year?
Achieve this year is, you know, first and foremost is connecting with the current men's team and players, and, you know, getting them on board with my new style and a change and transition. I mean, there's a lot of changes. Just A, that they're now going to be ran by a coach, and, you know, it's going to be seen as more of a, you know, treated as a varsity program, and that's going to be a change for them. And then having, you know, a female, young female coaching them, I think it's going to be a challenge in and of itself, but, you know, the guys are awesome, and we're both, like, on board. And then, you know, really just creating that connection with my players and, you know, being competitive this season with the men's team. Recruiting, getting, you know, as many kids as I can to come to the school, learn about the school, and be aware that we are offering scholarships, which is, you know, very rare and exciting. So just kind of going out there and finding players who are graduating and looking to play rugby in college. And then also starting from scratch with the women's team. You know, I've done it before with high school and stuff, but it's a little bit more challenging down here. And the fact that there's not as much women's rugby. So it's going to be kind of starting that up and figuring out who we play and where and getting that program going. But those are, like, kind of, you know, the three main things. This spring season, recruitment and starting up a women's program are my biggest tasks right now.
Great. So anyone who's listening who's interested, how can they get more information about Spring Hill and about the program?
Right. So we have a website, you know, a page dedicated to our rugby program on Spring Hill Colleges. It's www.shc.edu, and you can just look under athletics. We also have a Facebook page for Spring Hill College Rugby, as well as a Twitter page, which is SHC Rugby, and they're all connected. And we also got on the Instagram bandwagon, so if anyone's on Instagram, we post some really cool rugby pictures, and also the old alumni has been sending me old photographs from, you know, the 70s and 80s, and it's really neat to see, you know, how the team has grown and the, you know, traditions and history it has. So, you know, we're on all social medias, and, you know, if you're looking for more just, you know, in-depth information or anything specific, always feel free to just email me or call me. My email address is mmccarthy, so mmccarthy @shc.edu.
That's great. Well, Molly, thank you so much for coming on the show. Wish you the best of luck, and we'd love to check in again sometime and see how the program's going.
Definitely. Thank you, and I appreciate it, and appreciate the support and what you're doing for the game. It's great.
And as we said, all the links and stuff that Molly mentioned there, we'll actually put up on the website, and it'll be all available as usual. You know, if you have any questions or comments, please post them up on the site or on Twitter or Facebook. Again, thanks for tuning in. This is A Rugby Life, and until next time, cheers.